The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And joining us now is OTB's Mick McCarthy to look ahead of the weekend of sport. Good evening to you. Mick, let's start with the Premier League. Arsenal v Chelsea.
It's a big one this weekend. Every Arsenal game seems to be the big one at the moment as they kind of hang on, I suppose, at the top of the table. But yeah, we'll have this one live on Off the Ball 4:30 on Sunday. And it really is huge. Like, Arsenal had a massive win last week against Spurs to kind of get them back on track. But Manchester City are that sort of ominous Manchester City run that happens a lot in the Premier League that I've actually thought wouldn't happen this year. But it seems to be creeping
come
up.
Come on.
And
they've had a dodgy enough out run themselves.
They've had a dodgy run all season.
Arsenal fan alert.
Arsenal fan in the house.
I'm not convinced Arsenal are going to win the league by any means, but I'm not overly impressed with City. I mean, they were hanging on against Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But they just seemed, they made a couple of signings in January that seems to have just added to them, and they just seem to be playing with a little bit more flow and a little bit more confidence than we've seen in, you know, nearly 2 years at this stage. So I'd just be slightly concerned. But Arsenal's, this is cliche, but like, Arsenal's biggest battle is with themselves, I think, this season. I think everybody agrees that they're probably the best team. They've got a lovely Champions League draw today that should see them through to the semi-final. Yeah. You would think, unless something goes majorly wrong, everything is in their hands, including the league. But having got to the big high of having to beat their old rivals in Spurs last week, their next game then is another old rival in Chelsea who are certainly a better team than Spurs. But at the same time, they're not ones without flaws either. So it's one of those ones that I think the anticipation all weekend will be huge for this one. It might not be the greatest watch in the world, which a lot of Arsenal games haven't been, unfortunately, in this season. But it's a lot of tension.
Man City don't have a pushover a game either, though.
Absolutely not. No, Leeds United away, 5:30, Elland Road.
You love a stat, don't you?
Yeah.
Can I give you a stat?
Is this about Elland Road under the lights?
Guys, yeah. Love a stat.
I love it.
24 league or playoff matches Leeds have hosted after 5 p.m. since August 2023. The record in those 24, 120. Drew 4.
Absolutely unbelievable. And there was, we were at the start of the season.
Do you think
even,
it matters? Do you think the time of day?
The atmosphere is a bit more sort of fervent and febrile. Febrile. So I think that record would suggest it does matter.
In a place like Leeds, it's just
That's really, really
passionate fan base. Like, before we had any stats to go with it, we were making jokes, you know, in our prediction shows and all. It was like, oh, Elland Road under the lights.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this under the lights thing.
Because anecdotally, you were noticing this was happening.
You would just have this sense that that's a big occasion, and it becomes this big, you know, feral as opposed to febrile occasion, where you kind of sense that anything can kind of happen. It takes on a life of its own. And we checked it. Is this under the lights? Sundown in Leeds tomorrow, 5:41, kickoff, 5:30.
So
expect Man City to have a really good 11 minutes.
Is it because the crowd have a few pints on board? Is that part of it?
There's a bit of that. You know what song they sing before matches and after matches at Leeds? I predict a riot because they're
Kaiser Chiefs
are obviously from Leeds.
That's a slightly dangerous song to be singing at a football match. Moving a little bit closer to home, something very close, even closer than Arsenal to Shane Coleman's heart. Tonight's League of Ireland, Bowes v Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, this is, it's always the big game, I think, but I think especially now, they're the first Bowes Rovers game of the season with the way Bohemians have started. Haven't conceded a goal yet, which, as Shane points out every time I speak to him, is a particularly new departure for this Bowes team.
It's unprecedented.
He had his head in his hands for half of last season, but he's changed his tune.
Absolutely, yeah.
They look solid for the first time in about 5 years.
And that's a great starting point, isn't it, for how the season goes. It's very, very early days. I think everybody would have Rovers down as like the big favourites for the season. But, you know, they're in a very early part. Their season went very long last year because they were playing in Europe long after the domestic season ended. So they're almost in a bit of pre-season mode themselves. Their first two games were called off, which helped. But on Monday night now, they played against Dundalk in one of those make-up games and struggled to finish out the game. Dundalk with 10 men equalised late in that game. So what you have here is now Rovers having, you know, started their season a little bit later, now playing Friday, Monday, Friday. So there's an element of whether Bowes might have legs for them tonight.
Huge Bowes squad, also though, had, haven't they? They made 8 changes or something on Monday
night.
Yeah,
they have a massive
Monday
squad.
Monday to Friday is not so bad. Friday to Monday is hard on the legs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's even to have those two games so early in the year and then have to go again this
not
week.
Easy.
But yeah, Friday, Monday is definitely more of an issue than the other
way around. Do you think you're going to see any flares tonight?
I have no idea. I have genuinely no idea.
It's the big question for the whole weekend, because obviously there's another four games on tonight as well, and it does seem as though like there was a deal obviously made in terms of security issues and all this. How quickly can that be turned around?
Not by
tonight.
We're not going to have sniffer dogs there tonight.
But you're just kind of wondering, it's provocative if we do see it.
Yeah. Now, there isn't an astral pit. Sorry, I'm not in any way condoning the use of flares. It's not the same issue. There isn't an astral pitch there to
be damaged.
True,
but the same issue in terms of people getting hurt.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I'm not in any way just...
No, I know you're not, by the way. I completely know. And, of course, that's all to look forward to this evening. Tell us what's going on in the hurling and the football.
Yeah, so these league weekends can be very, very busy when there's hurling and football happening together and you don't know what kind of stories we'll take from it. It actually looks, if you just look at Division 1A in the hurling and Division 1 of the football, it looks like a quieter weekend than we've had recently. But again, we don't know what will happen. If you're looking at the football fixtures, two stand out to me is Mayo are at home to Armagh, which I think there's a little bit of Mayo fever again. It doesn't take much for Mayo to capture
really
all the imagination.
One of our producers is from Mayo, and it certainly doesn't take much for Mayo.
It doesn't take much for
Mayo
us.
Mayo fever is real.
At the meeting, at our editorial meeting on Monday, I came in and Kathleen said, "Oh, thank God you're here. Like, there's somebody I can talk to about Kobe McDonald."
And this is
I was in, I'd say, about 2 seconds.
Kobe McDonald.
Yeah, I've been there for an hour, but she knew that she was pearls before swine.
Made his long-awaited debut last week. Came off the bench for, I think, maybe about 15 minutes or so. He had 5 touches and scored 1-4.
That's not a bad return.
The whole country has gone absolutely mad. 18-year-old, son of the legendary Kieran McDonald, one of Mayo's greatest ever players, and a flamboyant type player as well. You know, named his son Kobe in the middle of Kobe Bryant's run.
He's a kind of player, is he?
He is a little bit, I think, and I haven't probably seen enough of him yet as well, but I don't know if he is that kind of...
More athletic.
He's more athletic and maybe a little bit quicker as well, probably a little bit more explosive. But we'll wait and see how much he'll be used. He is supposed to be going to Australia after his leaving cert this year and moving to St Kilda
to play
Aussie
Rules.
If he plays this weekend, if he has another kind of unbelievable and goes into the summer... As this star, who knows what
it's
will happen, because
so
it'll be Kobe
Mayo
mania.
People get so carried away, though,
it wouldn't be like
it?
Them, though. I've never known it in them, actually, yeah. So it's we're getting used to Mayo having a little bit of attention on them. It's not normal. So that game is massive because we could see this again and we'll see what happens. And then the other game that I think really stands out to me is Dublin are in big trouble and look probably very likely to be relegated at this stage, but they're away to Roscommon. Roscommon beat Galway last week. This is a game that, in our memory, I would say you would rarely go into thinking of Dublin as the underdog,
and
they probably are here this weekend.
Certainly with the bookies they are, I think.
Yeah, and that's unbelievable in itself, and it just shows you.
It's funny, isn't it?
There's a big story around Dublin football and its decline, and
not much talk about dividing Dublin into two or three now these days. As a lot of my Dublin friends point out to me.
If it was right then, though, it would be right now. That's the way I would go with it.
Which means it was never right at all. Lastly, what about Cork v Kilkenny?
Cork Kilkenny is the big one in the hurling. And I think it's funny, we're talking about Mayo having a lot of attention. I think people can't get enough of wondering what's going to happen with the Cork Hurlers this year. And so far, new manager Ben O'Connor, they've been good. They look like they're bouncing back okay, but it's always a great game when Cork play Kilkenny. Again, it's a quieter weekend in the hurling this week, but there's always a chance that that's a
and
a
you
bit
guys
electric.
Love Ben O'Connor.
Well, Ben O'Connor's going to be
Kira. He's the most quotable manager.
He's copy. Yeah,
in GAA. He just comes out and says exactly what he thinks. So and
everyone,
you guys
that.
Are absolutely lapping it up.
We're loving it. I think Ben O'Connor gives a post match interview. You can probably guarantee you'll hear some of it on Monday's news round and off the ball. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Look, thank you for that, Mick McCarthy. We will talk to you very soon, indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.